It's been 48 years since the Milwaukee Bucks have won an NBA championship, but fans hope that long drought will end this year. On Sunday, the Bucks enter round two of the Eastern Conference playoffs against the Boston Celtics. Chuck Quirnbach from member station WUWM reports.
It was April 30, 1971, when the Milwaukee Bucks closed out their championship series sweep of the Baltimore Bullets. A retrospective produced by the team includes announcer Eddie Doucette's radio call on that long-ago night.
Ron, he hits it. It's over! It's over! The Milwaukee Bucks are champions of the world!
Bruce Jeske, now in his early 60s, remembers the 1971 team winning it all.
The city just loved it. They embraced it. But unfortunately, it was only the 1 year, but I don't know how it crumbled.
The Bucks didn't exactly crumble. They made it to the NBA Finals again in 1974, losing to the Celtics in seven games. Then there was some crumbling. Team legends Oscar Robertson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar either retired or demanded to be traded. The Bucks have been good off and on since then, but haven't made it back to the Finals. They're hoping their new stars get them there. The Bucks' brightest star and possible league MVP this season is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Earlier this year, the 6-foot, 11-inch forward dribbled a ball in a nearly empty practice gym with the media watching. It was part of a promotional event for a children's charity, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Antetokounmpo, sometimes troubled by a sore knee and ankle, even dunked to impress the 12-year-old boy who was his guest. The 24-year-old Antetokounmpo, born in poverty in Athens, Greece, and sometimes referred to as the Greek freak, then told reporters it's important to help children.
And at the end of the day, you know, when you look back, you're going to remember all these moments, you know, that you were able to help kids and make kids' day special.
Antetokounmpo's friendliness and generosity appear genuine, and fans have responded in kind. As the Bucks finished off the Detroit Pistons in Detroit this week in round one of the playoffs, fans watching those display screens in Milwaukee showered praise on Antetokounmpo, who scored 41 points that night.
MVP!
27-year-old Tony Scaife says he's ready to move on from Robertson and Abdul-Jabbar being the faces of Bucks championships.
Yeah, it's time. I think Giannis time now. I think it's the Greek Freak's time now, so, yeah.
But first, there are more playoff series to win, starting with the Celtics. Boston defeated Milwaukee in the 1974 Finals, and the Celtics have knocked the Bucks out of the playoffs in other years, including last year. Fan Andre Lee says he hopes the Bucks' fortunes have changed.
We sweep in Boston.
Why do you say that?
Well, because, in fact, Boston really ain't got no big man that can handle Giannis. Flat out.
And he may be right. Antetokounmpo averaged about 30 points a game against the Celtics this year, and the Bucks bested Boston in two of the three regular season matchups. For Here and Now, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
And Chuck mentioned the 1974 loss against the Celtics in the Finals. Well, Celtics star John Havlicek received the Most Valuable Player award in that series. Yesterday, Havlicek, who was voted one of the 50 greatest players in the history of the NBA, died in Florida. He was 79.